The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, the final episode in the current run of the One Day documentaries, which goes behind the scenes of Ireland, is on tonight. And tonight's edition is Showing Ireland Off. It's a, following a typical day for the people who wine, dine, entertain and show the sights of Ireland to the holidaymakers who come to the country. So we've three people among the many who feature in tonight's programme with us. We've Niamh McCarthy, who's Managing Director of Excursions Ireland, Val O'Brien, who's a driver guide for Paddy Wagon Tours, and James O'Driscoll, an entrepreneur who runs the Galway Pub Crawls. James, do you actually charge people to bring them to pubs where they then have to buy a drink?
Oh, you've got it right. Yeah, absolutely.
How do you manage to persuade them to do that? How do you go about it?
Well, I suppose we offer a lot, like in different ways. If you're a stag or a hen, or if you're a tourist new to the city, we'll take the hassle out of the night for you. We'll take you around for the whole night, take it from pub to pub. So we'll visit three pubs and a nightclub. You get drink deals along the way, like free shots, free entry into the nightclub, free champagne. There's drinking games along the way. So we just
this
look after everybody.
This all sounds highly irresponsible of us, does it?
No, I mean, like, we get all kinds of groups around the world. But say, for example, now a stag or hen. A hen party, you might get, you know, a large group of women, but there's often the mother or the grandmother, I suppose, of the hen. So we have to look after them all. You know, so we bring them to a pub where there's live Irish music. They can sit down, relax a small bit. And then the chaos comes later on, maybe.
Exactly. I was just going to get to the chaos. How do you manage all of that? You know, make sure that people don't get a bit out of control, because they may not actually be able to cope with the sort of what the Irish have grown up with when it comes to going on a session and a pub crawl.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a good one. We've got a great team behind us, you know, so we've been doing it for nearly 2.5 years now. And the pubs are great. All the staff are great. And we talked to them at the start. We're going to have a wild night. But there's no pressure on anyone, and the whole night's about enjoying yourself to the maximum. So we have a bit of crack, you know, along the way.
What sort of age group do you get? I mean, you say it can be all ages.
It can be all ages. I mean, the tourists we get, they could be between kind of 18 to maybe 25. But, like, we get stags and hens, corporate events. But I suppose the best one for you now is we had a 70-year-old woman on the pub crawl before. And when I first met her, I was like, Jesus, what's going on here? You kind of suss them, you know? And she said she's been on pub crawls before around the world. So I was like, right, there's something going on here.
Oh, so it's not just in Ireland that the pub crawl
is a bit
of a tradition.
There's a few around the world, all right. But she came along anyway, and there's a big group of lads, actually, on the same night. Mixed group, you know?
Okay, how does a 24-year-old from Clonakilty end up in Galway doing that?
So I went up for college originally. So that's when I started studying geology. So I came up to college and just got into it, I suppose, you know.
Got into going around the pubs of Galway.
Yeah, I got familiar with the pubs really fast. There's great pints around the place, you know.
There's some great pubs in Galway. Did you stay in the city centre area, really?
In the city centre, yeah. So everything's walking distance, but, you know, we can organise buses or taxis or limousines as well.
When you say we, how many people have you working with you?
There's about 6 of us at the moment.
Okay.
Yep.
But so your weekends are busy. You're out every night of the weekends guiding people
every
around.
Friday and Saturday we're kind of fully booked now until June at the moment, and we've got bookings up to 2021, you know. So
okay, Van O'Brien, tell us a little bit about your experience. You're a driver guide for Paddy Wagon Tours. I'm sure lots of people are familiar with these big green buses.
Yeah,
there's about 30 of them as they're going around.
There's
the
30
place
odd, yeah, 30 okay odd coaches.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, because these aren't just your normal staid bus journeys, are they?
Not really. I mean, about 6 years ago I started off with Paddy Wagon, and I started off doing longer tours, like 6-day, 9-day, 12-day tours around Ireland. And since my little daughter Sophia came along, started doing day tours. So we literally leave Dublin in the morning and we head down to the likes of Cork, Cliffs of Moher, the Giant's Causeway, pretty much all the big tourist attractions around Ireland. And
but as well as driving, you talk.
We do. So as driver guide. So I drive a machine that's, I suppose, worth €300,000. And I get paid to have the crack with people at the same time. So I suppose I couldn't really ask for anything better.
Okay, well, what type of people go on the Paddy Wagon Tours and what do they expect from you?
Generally speaking, most of our clients are from North America, America itself, really. And but truly speaking, they're from all over the world. And I don't know, what we really do is a guided tour of all the different areas that we visit. But at the same time, I suppose I see myself as an entertainer as well. So you'll be telling them jokes, you will sing them songs, which is kind of what I'm famous for. But
is this been captured for the documentary tonight?
You also have to give them time to relax as well, you know, so that's very important.
You don't want people spending their entire day on a bus.
Listen to me, so.
I didn't say it like that. They don't have to get out and stretch their legs occasionally.
They're 12, 13-hour days, so, I mean, you have to, I suppose, keep the dynamic of the tour going. Not lose the interest of the customer as well at the same time. So you're changing your stories and you're talking about different things anyway as the day goes along. But
that's a long working day, isn't it?
It's a lot of hours. A lot of hours working. But I suppose the job is very flexible at the same time. So if you need time off, the management will give you the time off. And winter gets quiet. So.
And what sort of age group are the people who go on the paddy wagon tours?
The youngest I've had is 2 months old. The oldest I've had was 97 years of age.
Wow. Yeah. 97 on a bus trip.
That was a tour of Irish grannies. I had 54 Irish grannies one time. And we went to Belfast and it was a fun day. I can give you more detail if you want. But rule number four on any tour is whatever happens on tour
stays on tour. Okay, Niamh McCarthy, you have Excursions Ireland. Yours is a very interesting business because we have more and more cruise ships now coming into Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things with cruises is people go on these day excursions or whatever. That's what you do, I believe.
That's what we do. So our company, basically, we're like the local agent for all of these huge corporations, Carnival Cruise Line, all of the big cruise lines throughout the world, mainly America, like Val, our main business is North America, but also the UK, Germany, France. So we're like their local agent in Ireland. So we organise everything for them from their day trips, whether it be, you know, in Cove, you'll see tonight, obviously, you know, this ship that's in Celebrity Eclipse, we've 33 coaches on it just for the day. They're heading off everywhere from Killarney.
Where do they go? Because I mean, even Cove, I can't get over this idea. Doing the ring of Kerry, going from Cove, that's a long
drive. It's a long L track. So basically, they'll go up north to the Rock of Cashel. They'll go over to Waterford, Killarney. And then obviously, you'll have all the ones that go to Blarney in their droves, in their thousands, wanting to kiss the stone to get the gift of eloquent speech. And coming back and not being able to kiss it in some instances because the lines, as you know, Val, are 2 hours long. But so we organise all of this.
Your buses are trying to get in past each other.
Yeah, well, actually, we just spoke about that. They're not allowed in my parking space. They have to park up the side of the train station. we're like the official tour operator for the cruise line. But we're not stupid enough to think we're the only ones. There's also lots of private operators. And you know what? Some guests will only ever want to do like a hop on, hop off or a paddy wagon tour.
I suppose heard about paddy wagon.
Yeah, you know, or they're a different clientele, they're a different demographic. And then obviously there's the guests on the cruise ships, the demographic, like they are quite on the older side, if I'm allowed to say. Yeah. So a lot of them like the whole luxury and just the, I suppose, the feeling that if their tour is laid back, the ship are responsible to get them to the next port if they have to leave. So that's a big thing for them.
Yeah, you must come under a bit of pressure if you're organising and make sure that everything runs to schedule, irrespective of the traffic, so that you have them back in time
huge.
The ship doesn't sail without them.
And that's the big thing for us. You know, obviously, you know, we can allow for times. We plan in advance. There's a huge amount of meticulous planning that goes into a big operation. You can imagine a big ship day. There's anything from 30 to 45 coaches on tour alone, never mind shuttles, privates. And it's all very well. We prepare everything. Everything goes well, but we're relying on traffic, we're relying on marches in the city that will, you know, block our coaches from getting back to the pier on time. I suppose they like the security knowing that if the ship does have to sail for tides, which is often the case in Dublin because it's a tidal port, we have to get them to the next port and it's not at their expense, it's the cruise line because they've purchased one of the ships.
It has clearly your fault.
Do you know, I am in this business 25 years and it happened the first time, and do you want to know who it happened with? Disney Cruise Line, their very first call to Ireland. Yeah, 33 people stuck on the East Link, couldn't get across and could hear their ship, could see their ship sailing out playing When You Wish Upon a Star as the ship sailed to Liverpool. It had to because of tides.
So it wasn't a fairy tale ending.
So it definitely wasn't a fairy tale ending. We had some very unhappy Shrek people coming off that, not happy. But, you know, us Irish people brought them to the op pub, got them boozed and fooded up, and got them on an overnight trucker ferry to Liverpool. So from the Disney five-star ship to an overnight trucker ferry.
Ferry, not literally an Irish ferry, an actual ferry.
Yeah, very good. Sorry, I'm a bit slow today. It's Monday.
It's his job to be funny.
I don't get paid to be funny. I get paid to leave people behind, obviously. But yeah, so it's very intricate. It's a huge business. It's grown. Like, we now have this year, almost 400 calls to Ireland.
And this is, I'm sure, one of the things that'll be in the documentary tonight in RTÉ, 9:30 or 9:25. The number of tourists come to the country is enormous at present.
Yeah. I mean,
James, are we able to cope? Is Galway able to cope now with all the numbers that are coming in?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've got Galway 2020 coming up as well. Do you know, Galway is going to be the European capital of culture, like, which is perfect for pub crawls. More traffic to Galway, but there's a lot going on. Do you know, it's a small city, I suppose, but there's a lot going on.
Well, they're talking about cruise ships to go to Galway as well.
We were just talking about that.
And there's talk of cruise ships for Dingle, even.
Oh, yeah, we have some in Dingle. We've had some in Dingle. We look after them in all these little remote places as well, like Tory Island,
Portrush,
obviously Dunmore East, all those there. That's actually like a well-known port as when you think of Dingle, Bantry, all those places. Yeah. I mean, we've literally close to 400 calls this year. That's a lot of calls. We started with like 20 in our first year.
Okay, listen, I'm out of time, unfortunately, but I'm sure lots of people will see you working away in this documentary, which is on Showing Ireland Off. It's part of the one-day series. It's on at 9:35 on RTÉ1 tonight. Niamh McCarthy from Excursions Ireland, Val O'Brien from Paddy Wagon Tours, and James O'Driscoll from the Galway Pub Crawls. Thank you all very much for coming
and
joining us on The Last Word this evening.
Thank you, Matt.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.